The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Went to the hospital yesterday. My mom has cancer, but that wasn't the most concerning thing. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Great visit for my mom and our whole family with such positive news. My mom may be able to participate in an immunotherapy trial for her cancer, which is great, but there was something concerning. We go to the cafeteria, and she gets this bag of Fritos, and I'm like, Mom.
Dana, for some reason, is a Frito shamer. Like, there's something wrong with Fritos.
When you buy the variety pack, tell me if I'm lying. Those are the chips that are at the bottom. Nobody wants those chips. Who buys them on purpose? If it's not in a
Frito pies.
That's the only reason. Otto, I literally, you took the words out of my mouth. Only if you're making Frito pie. Otherwise, they're not good. They stink.
When I opened my eyes this morning, I didn't think I'd be debating the likeliness of Fritos.
I've never once seen you come back with a bag of Fritos,
here we
Anthony.
Are, and I do have a high appreciation for Fritos being an all-time American snack.
Nobody's first choice but my mom. Another thing, when I was little, the cereal. Who had cornflakes when you were little growing up?
I did too. Those were great.
Who decided that cornflakes? No.
Are you
not
some kind of flower industry plant or
no,
something?
Not,
why
not,
are you going against corn?
No, not frosted flakes. I like those. The ones with the Tony the Tiger. I didn't get those at the house. Those were like a dollar more. Yeah. So I didn't get those. Those were not the ones. What I like is the corn. What I didn't like was those plain, cheap corn flakes that you had to put the table sugar in.
Damn, dude. It's crazy that you're doing all this like corn slander during Hispanic Heritage Month.
Whatever.
You know? I mean, like.
Go have yourself a corn tortilla there, flower plant.
I apologize to my ancestors.
Yeah, dude.
But I mean, it's just not good.
We started
I don't
get tamale
it.
And all the way to the Frito. And
well, I love tamales.
Yeah.
I would have loved those at the hospital.
I didn't
have any.
I think Fritos are actually good. I don't think they're like the worst chip of all time.
They are not the worst chip. I will eat them if they're the only thing there, but nobody's picking them first except my mother.
The only chip I'll judge anybody for grabbing right away if we're out in public is sour cream and onion.
Oh, I love sour cream and onion.
If you grab sour cream and onion, sour cream and onion while you're out with other people, you don't care about those other people.
Why? Because
your breath is going to be hot. That's the only chip where, like, you got to eat that in private. Also, the cheddar one, too. You got to eat those.
Those are so good.
You
got to
eat those by yourself.
The Ruffles sour cream and cheddar.
Dude. Those are great, but
my
eat those alone.
My seventh grade year, I think I had a bag of those every day for the vending machine.
How chubby were you, Otto?
I was a full kid, okay?
Me too.
I do think I'm getting older in life, though, because nothing hits, like, you know, the bag of plain Lay's chips.
Oh,
those are so good.
I was
going
to say, those are the most washed chip ever.
I know,
Dana buys those chips.
But like, oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Like, and every time I look at them, I'm like, could have been a Doritos.
No,
could have been something that's got actual flavor to it besides just salt.
I will say, shout out Dana's mom for letting us have this great conversation because this is way better than when we're talking about cutting carbs. I could do this all day. I could sit here and talk about chips. Because also, if it wasn't for the man, Charles Doolin, who invented Fritos, we wouldn't have Cheetos.
Why
Therefore, we wouldn't have hot Cheetos.
Why do you have all this useless information about food, Anthony?
Sometimes
every
your tism flares up in different ways, Dana.
I guess.
And I know the history of American snacks. American snacks is where I flare up at.
I love that you brought the Lay's up, though, because I made delicious turkey sandwiches for everybody yesterday when we came back from the hospital. Everybody's starving. So I said, okay, I'll make turkey sandwiches. What did I pull out?
The Lay's.
Boom.
Plain Lay's potato chips. Everybody was munching. And my mother said, gosh, these are way better than these Fritos. I said, I told you.
It's the same company.
I told you.
And I just wanted sour cream.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Professional House Cleaners Day.
So I didn't know. Why do we not say maid anymore? Because maid refers to woman, and a lot of men are professional house cleaners now.
Oh,
equality for all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
April Bellasio turned her father, Edward Edwards, in. The man was a serial killer.
Did you just say his name was Edward Edwards?
So he changed his name to that. He was born Charles Wayne Murray. But he was not only a serial killer, he was a serial criminal. So that's why the name change happened. I mean, this man had a family. People described him as very charming. You know, the family portraits back in the day with the wood paneling in the back and all, you know, you've got your wife and everybody. This was this man. Nobody ever suspected that he would harm anyone except his daughter. She said there was just something about him that
it
wasn't
looks like
right.
A very normal family.
Very normal. At Dana Cortez on Instagram, I will post this photo. But she also said behind closed doors, he was violent. He was emotionally abusive to her siblings, and her mother. And things were never normal, and she realized it from a very early age. She's on the Clearing podcast talking about that.
Through all of my years growing up, everywhere we went, it seemed like young people came up missing or young people were found murdered. But I really didn't start questioning that he did something like that until 1980. Like, for instance, my dad coming home with a cut across his nose, a bloody nose, and him telling me that it was from the gun, the back kick of a gun when he was out hunting. I'm thinking, and I even knew then, well, it's not even hunting season. The part that I feel guilty about is that I didn't realize sooner or couldn't prove sooner or come or start investigating sooner, because if I would have, I believe there would be lives that people would still be alive.
She has that overwhelming sense of guilt, and she was just a child. You know, it isn't her fault. She also said that as a mother, she couldn't imagine if anything bad had happened to her children. And then she started Googling places they had lived and cold case murders.
Oh, and then everything started popping up then?
Yes, and here's more of her talking about just her experiences with this man who was her father.
I'll never forget the day of me suspecting my dad of being a serial killer. Through all of my years growing up, those missing kids were always in the forefront of my mind. So I grab my laptop and I type in Watertown, Wisconsin, cold case murders, and up pops the Sweetheart murders. I started reading and I recognized everything. I recognized the Concord House. I recognized the campground. And I just knew. And then at the end of the article, there was a number to call and said, you know, ask for Detective Garcia. I called and he actually answered. And as I was stuttering, I finally got out the words, "You may think I'm crazy or I might be sending you on a wild goose chase, but I think I have some information for you. I think my dad might be a serial killer."
Would you turn your parent in? That's the question.
She had to be absolutely certain that it was him.
She didn't. She wasn't. You heard her just say, "I don't know."
I think the scariest, for me, it's not like really a moral conflict. I think I definitely would turn my parent in. But also it's like a safety issue. Because like, what if he finds out or if it goes wrong and next thing you know, you're right in harm's way.
Well, and she clearly spoke. And through reading all about this, he was not kind to her. He was abusive. He was violent. He was a very mean person capable of murdering other people. Who's to say he wouldn't have done that to her or her mother or the other brothers and sisters? I think I'm turning you in. This is different. This isn't I robbed a McDonald's. I'm serious. This is you are hurting many people. And she goes on to say everywhere they lived and they moved a lot, people would just disappear. And that's why they moved so much. That's why he kept changing his name.
At first, I thought it would be hard to turn in your parent. But after hearing the story and then him being an abusive father and everything, it probably wasn't that hard for her to turn him in. I mean, it doesn't sound like it, at least in the podcast.
Is it just me? Or, I mean, this is, I don't think it would be a hard decision.
No, not at all.
But maybe somebody out there thinks that they wouldn't turn their parent
in. No matter what, it's your dad. And you want to, it would be tough. But after hearing that he was abusive.
But all the people that disappeared, they have families too, especially children. You know, I think that you would want to stop that no matter who it was. 877-730-DCS1. Would you turn your parent in? Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today we're going to tell you a story about a man who was craving a Slurpee. So he decided, I'm going to drive to 7-Eleven in my Jeep to get this Slurpee. But it was a Barbie Jeep.
Oh, no. Ken took her car out?
Yeah. It was a man. And let me tell you something. He was inebriated. So he thought, if I get on the road in a Barbie Jeep, I can't get pulled over. Turns out you can.
He got a DUI in a Barbie Jeep?
He got a DUI in a Barbie Jeep.
My bad. Driving under imagination is against the law. I thought, like,
not under the, it's a DUI.
It's a battery.
Driving under imagination.
It's
that
a DUI
was good.
Either way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was hilarious, Anthony. I don't know. The Barbie Jeep thing threw me off. I guess he was in his daughter's Barbie Jeep. I hope it's not his. I don't know.
I want to know how a full-grown man fit inside of a Barbie Jeep.
You've never been. You can fit in a Barbie Jeep.
I cannot
Jeep.
Fit inside of a
yes,
Barbie
you
Jeep.
Can.
No,
yes,
there's
you
no
can.
Way.
I mean, that is a good. That's a good observation. He had to be a little man.
He was too. A little guy.
Yeah.
I don't think. No, you can sit in the back. Have you never been in a Barbie man, Jeep? So you can
how
put
is
your
it,
feet up.
A full grown man is not going. It's not going to propel me. I weigh 215 pounds. There's no way it's going to get like.
It will. It will. It's
that
it's,
little battery is not carrying me, Dana.
I swear, you may not go very fast. Obviously, the cop caught
There's
him.
There's nothing funny about DUIs at all. Nothing funny about it.
No, exactly.
But
what if he would have hit somebody?
Yeah, exactly. He would have hit somebody, just rolled right back.
He would have hit somebody, he would have got hurt.
How premeditated was this? Do you think he saw it and was already under the influence, like, this is going to be a good idea? Or do you think when he's had the first beer that he was like, you know what? I should charge my Barbie Jeep up to make sure it has enough battery life.
Just in case I got to go to Circle
just
K.
Just in case I got to go to Circle
how
K.
How badly did he want the Slurpee? What flavor did he get? Did he get the cola or the cherry, or did he mix it? That's my idea right there. I would mix it. Put a little
the fact
vodka
is you got all
that.
The way to mixing a Slurpee lets me know your insight on Slurpee knowledge. You're deep in there, sister. I think Dana's going to be the next
Dana's
one.
Dana's like,
a,
did he get nachos to go
yeah,
along with the Slurpee?
Dana's going to be the next one to take the Barbie to go get the
exactly.
Slurpee.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B called on another A-list woman in music when she was struggling with her breakup with Offset. Who was it? I'm going to play Cardi talking about it right now after Anthony A. We get those famous people's birthdays.
We have Patrick Mahomes celebrating his birthday yep. and wrap it up right there.
Okay, so Cardi B went through a very public split with Offset. You know, it was the beginning was beautiful, the middle was okay, and the end was just bad, right? Mm. And she had to call on one of her good friends who also happens to be hugely successful and famous. Here she is talking to Kelly Rowland about it.
I even talked to Shakira and I was like, how do you get over this funk? And she was like, it takes time, but it's yeah. like whatever people experience when they're going through like withdrawal and like yeah. they're throwing up, like I feel like I was withdrawing love. And I'm not even trying to sound exaggerated. Like, cause I can't
this.
Eat.
Yes.
I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. I can't think. Mm-hmm. I can't work. I can't even look at my kid's face because it's like, I just want to cry just looking at him. Like, cause I can't go out. I don't yeah. want to see daylight. I don't want to yeah. see nothing. Like, I just couldn't. And when you know you're done, I don't know what it is. You just know that it's done in you. It just dies in you. But when it dies, it's very painful. You can't go back no more. It's dead.
And I felt that because if you've been through that, you understand it does feel like you are literally physically dying. And there is actually, I can't remember the name of it, but people can die of a broken heart. There is a medical term.
Ah, oh, what is that called?
I don't know. Somebody once,
somebody
a doctor was listening one time and called us. A777-730-DCS1. What's the name of the ailment that you get that can kill you? You see it in people that have been married a long time. And then one passes, the other one will pass shortly after. You see it in animals. But either way, I felt this with her. And Shakira gave her the best advice. She listened. She was there for her. And she said, in time, mama, you'll feel better. And you got to get outside.
There it is.
You got to get outside. You got to talk to your
get
friends.
Get that sunshine on your face.
You also have to be able to lean on someone. If I'm hurting, I can always call my mom. And she listens to me. And sometimes she says things that I don't necessarily want to hear. She might, and I need to hear it. Mm-hmm, I might not want to hear it, but she'll tell me. Who do you lean on? Because obviously, if you talk to me, but there has to be somebody else in your family.
If I'm going to talk to somebody, it would probably be my sister.
Okay.
I mean, she's actually
empathetic.
A therapist.
I know. But she's also the most empathetic.
She is. And especially if I was heartbroken, because me and my brothers don't talk like this. We never have.
I would definitely either between my mom. But also I kind of always feel like my mom's always going to be on my side. So
right
oftentimes, like, I don't know. I'm a lone wolf. Whoever's around me might get it.
Catch that, really?
Yeah. And that's why I really appreciate how she mentioned Shakira, because they're both musicians.
Yes.
And for me, a lot of times other comedians, like the green room, like you never know what a person's going through before a show. So we're all kind of coming in and, you know,
you're just telling me backstage is just a big therapy session.
It is. A lot of times it is a lot of self-loathing before we hit the stage. So yeah, a lot of times we, confide in each other as comedians and understanding that, you know, the show has to go on regardless of your heartbreak.
But do you feel like your brothers in comedy or sisters in comedy, are they empathetic to you? Do they listen and give mm-hmm. you sound advice, or are they like, ha ha, just laugh it off?
You always have to check the source, but yeah, it's
yeah.
always like, you know, definitely like very compassionate homies amongst each other, because we've all been there. And
it's the worst.
A tough spot to be, especially when you're in entertainment or any type of public speaking situation where you got to get up and act like you're not heartbroken.
I'm just wondering if Cardi and Shakira talked in English or Spanish.
Oh, for sure in Spanish. And they talked so much smack about their exes. We need them to come with a song for real.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's play Who's Lying and give away some free DCS merch. Call in right now if you want to play. 877-730-DCS1. We have our contestant on the line. Hello, what's your name?
It's Kelly.
Kelly, would you like to play Who's Lying, girl? Do you want to play Who's
Lying? I do want to play. I do.
I want you to win so badly, Kelly.
I know who's lying. I know who's lying.
Kelly knows it. Now listen, Kelly, listen. Each of us is going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves, okay? We need for you to get to know who we are. There's Cacho, myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. One of us is going to be telling a story. All right, if you guess correctly who it is, that's how you win the free DCS merch. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to go first. My name is Dana Cortez, and this time of year, it always reminds me of back to school. And girl, I'm going to tell you now, I had the worst back to school days because my sister was a girly girl, and I had to wear all her freaking hand-me-downs.
Oh my gosh.
And I was a tomboy. If you listen to me, you know I played sports. I wore cleats. So my scab knees with her little ruffly dresses did not go over well. People always made fun of me at school. And, you know, whatever. I guess I should be grateful, but I hated those clothes.
DJ Automatic here. I was actually the king of hand-me-downs. I would either get them from my uncles or I would get them from my older cousins. And it was way better than what my mom was trying to do. My mom was actually making my clothes. Ooh. So she got this Hawaiian pattern material and she made me shirts. She made me shorts. She tried to make me pants. I was like, that's too much, mom. But yeah, anything was better than the shirts and shorts that my mom was making.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I got my cousin's hand-me-downs, which were extra baggy. So from a young age, I was dressing like a young Billie Eilish. But I also got hand-me-ups from my brother because he had a better upbringing. He had a dual-income household, which I did not have.
Okay, if you can guess correctly who's lying, we're going to give you some Dana Cortez Show merch. Hoodie, t-shirt, you know, your size, whatever you want. Who's lying?
Dana Cortez, because she doesn't have siblings.
That's right, Anthony! That's right!
She's a real listener.
Yes, ma'am! Yes, ma'am! Oh my gosh, you really pay attention!
I do pay attention! You're my crew! I love y'all!
Oh, we love you!
That's right! We love you, too! You're right, I'm an only child. I ate as slow as I wanted, and I never had any hand-me-downs. And I still didn't get good clothes, though, because I have any money.
I know, I heard that, too.
I wouldn't have wished those Hawaiian shorts on anyone.
Oh, no, that was horrible. That was like the worst. I laughed so hard when you were saying that. That's awful.
And they would split right in the crotch every time.
When you were growing up, did you get nice stuff to go back to school? Do you remember those first days of school?
I never got nice stuff.
I know, it's like
I got the neighbor hand-me-downs. Oh. I have a little Hawaiian shirt that my grandmother made me, so yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
She feels my pain.
Yeah,
I feel your pain.
Well, thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. I love you so much. Congratulations!
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys too. Have a great day.
Don't hang up. I got to get your info because we need to get your stuff to give you your winnings. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
If you want to play, remember, call now 877-730-DCS1. And I'd love to give you some free DCS merch, too. Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Grace for the World was a concert held at the Vatican. And for the first time ever, a hip-hop group performed. They did with John Legend. Let me break everything down after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
Patrick Mahomes celebrating his birthday. Hey.
And that's it. Okay, well, there you go. He's a champ. Okay, so now let's talk about this concert. It's called Grace for the World, and it was held at the Vatican. Jennifer Hudson was only one of many performers, but my goodness, does she just give me chills.
Her voice is angelic.
It's angelic. Thank you, Otto. Listen.
Jennifer Hudson.
I made up my mind. Took some time and I opened my eyes. Oh, this year, darling, I'm gonna find the love.
Oh my God, I have physical chills. Okay, she was one of many performers. Jelly Roll was invited to perform as well. Exactly.
Please welcome Jelly Roll.
Understandable why he would be invited. Think about all he's had to overcome.
He's one of the biggest stars in the world, and he has done a lot for prison reform.
He really has. Yeah, and working with juveniles who are facing...
Juveniles at the Vatican too?
No.
Oh, I thought I was like, back that thing up.
That was wrong. I wish it was a joke. But we're going to move on now, and we're going to talk about the first hip-hop group to ever perform. Now, John Legend is performing, okay? And then John Legend is like, hey, let's bring out Clips and let's perform The Birds Don't Sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Clips.
Lost in emotion, mama's youngest. Trying to navigate life without my compass.
Big shout out to Pharrell. He's really one of the people that put this all together.
And he performed, right?
He performed as well,
Godel G performed. And I mean, we're just talking about Clips, and I'm so proud of them. I think that's great. Could we think of another hip-hop artist that might have worked out better?
Does it have to be an artist or can it be a group?
A group or artist, Otto? Group or artist?
Because I thought Clips was going to come out there and do grinding.
I
would have loved to hear Wu-Tang come out. Watch your step, kid. Watch your step, kid.
That would not.
High knees. Come on.
I don't know about that. You really think that they would have...
Wu-Tang Clan is for the kids, okay?
I will say shout out to...
I was going
to
say something else, but then I realized we're on the radio.
let's not do that,
Ant. Shout out to the Pope for being American and putting American artists
on
there.
You know what I'm
saying?
I appreciate
that.
From Chicago.
But as I like to refer to him as my pretty boy Pope, we need Sir Soldier Boy in there. Could you imagine being at Mass and then all of a sudden the Pope stands up. He's like, peace be with you. And everyone's like, you.
Shaking hands.
Okay, we're talking hip hop groups, City Girls.
At the Vatican?
What? You
they can't even sell out a theater.
That doesn't matter. Neither could Clips.
Period.
Which hip hop group do you think should have or could have been at the Vatican right beside Clips? 877-730-DCS1. Also, in all seriousness, I think this was a beautiful concert.
Yes.
And every single artist did such a great job. All right, we'll be right back after this. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.